Good morning, and welcome to day 3 of Know Him for Yourself, a 21-day devotional journey. I am Marquise King, and today we are leaning into a truth that can be a little uncomfortable, but also deeply freeing. That truth is that God is just. When we hear the word justice, a lot of us think about punishment, about someone getting what they deserve. But God's justice is so much richer than that. It's not about revenge. It's about making things right. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." Think about how the world defines justice. If someone hurts you, justice means they pay for it. If something is broken, justice means you get back what you lost. But God's justice isn't just about balancing the scales. It's about restoration. It's about setting things back into the order that He intended. And I'll be real with you, because there have been times in my life when I've wanted revenge far more than I've wanted justice. Times when someone betrayed me, lied about me, or walked away, and all I could think was, God, I want them to feel what I felt. But over and over and over again, God has shown me that His justice looks different. His justice doesn't leave anyone in ruins. His justice heals what was broken. His justice exposes lies and replaces them with the truth. His justice fights for the oppressed and lifts up the forgotten. And maybe that's the part that's hardest for us. God's justice is good even for the people we don't think deserve it. Because the truth is, if we all got what we deserved, none of us would be standing. But in His mercy and justice, God restores. So today, if there are places in your life where you've been crying out for justice, I want you to hear this. God sees, He hears, He knows, and He is working to set things right in ways you may not see. You don't have to carry the weight of trying to even the score. You can trust Him with it. Let us pray. God, I'll be honest. Sometimes I confuse justice with payback. I want people to hurt the way they hurt me, but You remind me that that's not who You are. You don't just punish, You restore. Lord, I give You the situations in my life that feel unfair, the times I've been overlooked, mistreated, or wronged, the places where I've been tempted to take matters into my own hands. I release those into Your hands right now. Teach me to trust that You are a just God, that You see every tear, every betrayal, every injustice, and You are faithful to act. And when I start to crave revenge, remind me of the times You've shown me mercy. Remind me that Your justice is always fair, always good, and always rooted in love. Amen. I want you to pause after listening to this, or maybe even take a moment now, to reflect deeply on these few questions. Have I confused justice with revenge in my own life? Where do I need to let go of bitterness and trust God instead? What does God's justice look like in my relationships? How can I reflect His balance of mercy and truth? And where do I need God to fight for me? Where do I need to trust Him fighting for me instead of trying to fight for myself? Write these down. Pray through them. Let God's Spirit bring things to the surface. Thank you for spending day 3 with me. Remember, God's justice isn't about getting even. It's about making things right. To Tomorrow, we'll move into a truth that's so needed in our world. God is faithful, even when we aren't. I'll see you then. Have a great day.